Well, good morning, boys and girls. I am glad to see that you guys were able to make it here this morning. So I want to do something. On the count of three, I want you all at the same time to say one thing that you want for Christmas, okay? Are you ready? One, you got it? You got it in your head? Okay. One, two, three. Nobody wants anything for Christmas. All right, well, your parents are going to save a lot of money if none of you want anything for Christmas. Okay, you want to try it one more time? All right, let's try it one more time. Are you ready? One, two, three. All right, well, I guess we don't need to talk about gifts this morning because nobody wants anything for Christmas. Well, I'm sure that you guys want something for Christmas. One of the best and most fun parts about Christmas is when you get to open presents and see all of the wonderful things that you got. And one of the great parts about Christmas is when other people open the gifts that you picked out for them and they love it and you see the look of joy on their faces. So there are many parts to Christmas, and one of the parts is that we give gifts, and we open those gifts on Christmas morning. Now, sometimes the best gifts are not the most expensive, they don't cost the most, and they're not the most shiny or flashy or colorful. Sometimes the best gifts don't cost very much at all. So I brought this with me. It is a J, and it is carved out of a piece of wood, and it's a very simple gift. But it is one of my most precious gifts that I've ever gotten for Christmas, because one of my friends went to clean up in Indonesia after the giant tsunami came right after Christmas. And he found this piece of wood in all of that disaster, and he carved it into a J, and he gave it to me. And every time I see it, I think about him, and it's one of the most precious things that I have. Now, it didn't cost very much. It's very simple, but it's very precious. Some of the best gifts, don't cost anything at all. When Jesus came that first Christmas morning so long ago, he brought gifts with him. And they are gifts that we celebrate with the lighting of those candles. Because Jesus brought hope with him, which we talked about last week. And he brought peace with him, which we talked about today. And he brought joy, which we'll talk about next week, and love. And he also brought God's grace. You see that big white candle in the center? That is the Christ candle, and that's the candle that we light on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And it's the candle that we use to celebrate Christ himself. He was the gift of grace. He brought God's hope with him so that no matter what happens, we can always have hope because we know that we will always be friends with God. He brought peace so that even when all this stuff is going on in our world and it doesn't feel very peaceful, we can have God's peace in our hearts. We can feel calm and still inside. And it's a peace that we don't understand. But anytime we ask God for his peace, he will give it to us. And he brought God's joy so that through good times and through bad times, even when we feel sad, we can still have God's joy in our hearts. And he brought love, God's love, the God of the universe who loved us so much that he sent Jesus to be born, to live, to die on the cross for us, and to rise again so that we could always be with God. So when you open your presents on Christmas morning, I hope that you will think about all of the gifts that Jesus brought to us. So now we're going to pray, and then you can go back and sit with your families, okay? Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for sending Jesus that first Christmas so long ago. Thank you for giving us hope and peace and joy and love through him. Help us to share those gifts with others. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.